time now for our Tech Talk segment on WATD. Every week at this time, we check in with our favorite tech guy. That's David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Pembroke. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, good morning, David. Hey, by the way, I am such a huge fan of you and this segment every week. This is appointment radio for me, so I'm just so happy to be a part of it.
I'm so happy to hear you say that, Steve. Hey. Thank you.
Yeah, he's been doing this. You've been, I think, one of our longest featured guests, I think, since I've been doing this show, David.
Thanks for not saying oldest, Rob.
No, longest. And by the way, okay, I should mention, too, that Stephen's voice you hear, Stephen Karadiannis, in for Lisa. She's on vacation. All right, so we're all here, and we're going to talk about something. Certainly, I have heard a lot about this. You know, I mean, this can be something that would affect a job interview. In fact, it seems to affect people's careers more and more. Maybe you even have a job, and then they find something on Facebook or Twitter, in general social media. So you've got something here, David, about bulk deleting Facebook posts.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. Those are some of the things that folks need to be careful of, especially if you've got kids going off to college, because sometimes kids don't filter things the way we as adults would, and you need to be able to take that back. So Facebook has finally released a bulk delete function so that folks like you and I can go in, look at our posts, and in fact delete the ones that may be, say, controversial, or perhaps you just don't want that information out there anymore.
Well, okay, yeah, exactly, because as we know, generally people will look towards social media. I mean, not always, but in many cases now, you know, assuming this is, you know, a high-profile job, and I would like to see a little bit more about yourself, and I see, wait a minute, what about that vacation in Cancun here? This is a little embarrassing. Or some statement that you maybe have written, because it's sometimes very hard not to comment about a story or some issue, and it can get you in trouble, because once you put it up there, it stays there, or at least that's what I thought.
Yeah, that was the case up until recently, since Facebook released this function to be able to let us do that. But you're right, Rob. Many employers, will, once they get an employee's resume, they will go to the employee's Facebook account and kind of look back a couple of years to see what they've been up to. Sometimes you get it's an eye-opening experience when you look at folks like that. So, but with the bulk delete Facebook posts, it's a very simple process, as long as you can find your profile page, which is simple, and just go through a couple of steps into the activity log, manage activity, and then pop up, all your posts are there. So you can go through them since you joined Facebook, so you can go through all of them. So I did find one caveat when I was going through this myself, that when you first go into manage activity, it fills up a portion of the window with some posts up and down. If you don't scroll down, you will not get to all the posts. So if you want to bulk delete everything that was ever posted, it won't happen until you scroll down to where you want to delete to.
Mm-hmm. Well, as many people have been on Facebook for a lot of years, if you use Facebook a lot and you post, I imagine there must be a ton of stuff to go through, though.
There is, but it's the things that you've posted, and you're just looking for things that you may not want up there. Say, for instance, photos. You can sort on photos, and then all your posts with photos will pop up, and you can look at them. You know, a lot of people are doing this now for removing personal information. And yeah, one of the things you want is to remove those photos, because, yeah, you're right about that vacation, that wild party you were at, you may have posted photos of it. Let's get that off of Facebook, a public domain Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, let's be honest. I know anytime somebody in the news, if you're arrested or you become part of a news story, TV and radio and other media people, we generally do go to social media pages, and you'll see, you know, photo from Facebook. And you can find a lot about the person on there, and sometimes that can, you know, certainly impact more about your personal character. So, and in general, you're right, even for, you know, job interviews, and sometimes it seems like, and I know there are people that must do this, you've heard about, like, a comedian, or they go back and find a tweet or something or some photo of them. There must be people that just do this. I think, you know, whether it's good or bad, they try to find something on you.
Exactly right. And then that's what that becomes the next story of the day.
Yeah, because they'll say, so-and-so back in, you know, 2008 posted this or something like that, and that can get you in trouble. So it can come back to haunt you. So now, here's the other thing. What is, if it's deleted, is it really gone?
It's deleted. Yes, it is really gone because no one downloads all the Facebook posts. So after 30 days, once you've deleted a thing, after 30 days, it's gone. Within 30 days, you can actually remove it from the trash and put it back up if that's what you want. So you actually have two functions. You can delete or trash the archive, or delete or trash or archive. So archiving lets you remove it from public view, but you can still look at it. Deleting, after 30 days, it's gone forever.
All right. So there you go. That sounds like something that they have put in that people obviously would like to use it. And you're right. This may not be to hide something embarrassing, but it might be to go through when you started Facebook, you were more liberal with the posting and photos of some of your families and some of things that maybe you don't want everybody to find or to become usable in some way, right?
That's exactly right. You'd be posting pictures of your family, of your house, all different things like that. That gives other folks too much information about you that you probably don't want them to have.
Yeah, that's good. It's good advice. I guess that's important. You know, and I imagine as well, Stephen. You know, for potential employers, that any kind of company or something, you guys would, you know, maybe cared about like social media, and you know, maybe on behalf of the orchestra, you couldn't say something, you know, because you want to represent whom you work for and feel good about.
Absolutely, and in orchestras, you're in such close proximity to somebody else. It's helpful to know that you're not sitting next to a borderline psychotic sometimes. But David, I have to ask you, because I have such a love-hate relationship with Facebook. I love the good that it can do and does do, and really have a hard time with everything else about it. Can we really trust Facebook to permanently delete these things, or are they themselves archiving it for their own benefit or use down the road?
Yeah, because that's a good question, because we've heard Facebook has done one thing before, and then it comes out later that they didn't.
Exactly right, and that's a great question, Stephen. And the problem is, the facts are that we can only take them at their word today, but that doesn't mean that 2 or 3 years from now something's going to pop up that, oh, I thought I deleted that. All of a sudden it's back there on your Facebook page from their servers and their archives. We don't know what they're doing, and they don't share everything that they're doing.
That was a programming glitch. We apologize. All that deleted stuff came back. It was a glitch. Yeah. We're working on that. It's fascinating, and it at least, you know, if you want to start doing it, it's good to have that option. We hope it will be permanently deleted, but right, I guess we'll have to see. But a lot of you may want to clean things up. So, David, you've got the article right on how to bulk delete Facebook posts.
Absolutely. Go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link.
It's David Snell, xsmartit in Pembroke, as always. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Our Tech Talk segment on WATD every week at this time.